City of Detroit and his family. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said Ford's commitment to the city was, quote, never more evident than it was with his decision to move the Detroit Lions back downtown. And he says the move was an important piece of the redevelopment of downtown. I'm Elisa Z.
As the automotive and pro football communities remember the passing of an icon, one man who played for William Clay Ford Jr. recalls a true fan who just happened to own the Detroit Lions. Frustration with the Lions grew during the 50 years that Mr. Ford owned the team, with just one playoff win and no championship berths during what is now the longest current title game appearance drought in the NFL. Ken Dallapour, an offensive lineman who was on that Detroit team that beat Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboys in the 1991 NFC semifinals, is now an executive vice president with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan.
He's done a great deal in the community and giving, and I think probably he, more so than anybody, wanted the Lions to win, and that didn't happen, so... Yeah, I mean, we could talk about his philosophy, and they always did what they thought was right for the team, the community, and the players.
The last surviving grandchild of Henry Ford died yesterday, 6 days before his 89th birthday. Holland Christian is at Godwin Heights in the state Class B Regional Basketball Tournament semifinal game tonight. Coverage with Greg Chandler on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com begins at 7:40 p.m. The Tigers' home opener is 3 weeks away, and old man winter hasn't left town yet. While the players are preparing for a new campaign in the warmth of Florida, team officials are concerned that the long and harsh winter up north may still be lingering when the regular season begins, according to television broadcaster Mario Mpemba.
We were hopeful that at least by now some of the snow would be gone and, you know, some more moderate temperatures would be there. But it'll be interesting the first week, really, the way this winter shaped up the first month of the season. Hopefully we'll be able to get all these games in.
The Tigers open up versus Kansas City at Comerica Park on March 31st. Today, the Tigers face St. Louis and Lakeland. Broadcast time with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC is at 1 p.m. Also out west in Cactus League.